Hello and welcome to How's the Josh podcast show. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. Today we have someone interesting from highbrow and scholarly family. She comes from incredible lineage. She's multi-talented and powerhouse of energy, happiness and creativity. Professionally, she's described as journalist at Bombay Times and film critic at Times of India. She's absolute and ultimate gorgeous. She's Renuka Vyabhari. Welcome Renuka to the show.
Thank you, Omkar, and thanks for that fantastic introduction.
Lovely. It was really a great compliment to us, and really we are happy to have you on the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Lovely. So before we begin, how's Renuka?
Wow, ecstatic. So, you know, I'm very happy that India-Pakistan is playing today. So the Josh is very high for me.
Lovely. So let's just move on with this high Josh.
Yeah, it's extremely high Josh right now.
Let's just move on. So, Renuka, like, were you this inquisitive right from your childhood and you really wanted to explore the craft of movie and acting, or it happened after coming to your teenage that you really started knowing about this and then you planned your rest of the life? So, please elaborate about this journey, becoming a film critic and a journalist at Bombay Times.
See, Omkar, I would like to tell you, like, movies were all, we were always passionate about movies. The family is passionate about movies, my father especially. But I never thought of getting into this field as such. Like, you know, I did my science in junior college. And it just happened organically because I never thought that I wanted to pursue this passionately. But it just happened, like, you know, that I kind of took liking to watching movies. And then eventually I started writing for Savvy magazine as an intern, okay, about, say, social, you know, features and everything.
Okay.
So I did all of that, but then I realized that, you know, and when I joined Times of India, they kind of told me that you could actually write about films. And that's how it kind of started, you know, that's when I started actively, of course, I studied film criticism, like, you know, I studied that before. Hmm. So, you know, because I was in St. Andrews and I did my mass media. So there we had a subject called, you know, film analysis. So I have a understanding cinema. So I had a background of that. So it helped me eventually here when I came, and it just all kind of fell into place, and I, you know, started writing about films. And I think over a certain period of time, you get better at your job. And, you know, that's how it happened.
Definitely. Right. We exactly get that point. And also, I would say that how do you look at your job? Like, you know, being a film critic is like, you know, you get to watch a lot of movies and there is like a lot of fun part in the job as well. But how is your perspective towards this job? At the end of the day, I know there's something lies deep inside a person's mind that lets them to his work and, like, you know, it gets him back to the work. So what is that thing in your case?
Oh, I don't think there's anything bad. I mean, if you love cinema, there's nothing bad about being a film critic, you know. Obviously, there's a flip side. Like, you know, you don't always get to see good films. You know, you also get to... And you should never judge films as big or small. Like, it's just cinema, you know. You never see the commercial film, indie film, big film, small film. They're all films. And the only thing is, you know, it's not always that you get to watch the great films. You also get to watch really poorly made films. And, you know, and you have to be okay with that. I mean, I would never say that they're like, you know, oh, I'll only watch good films. I won't batch, you know, the badly made ones. I mean, everybody's putting in their effort. Every director thinks that his film is good, you know, and there's so much of hard work that goes into it. So I would never say there's any flip side to being a film critic. Obviously, it's a very subjective thing. People always agree with you and they will disagree with you. You know, if you rate a film which you think was good and if people didn't like it, of course, they're going to get comments like, you know, oh, she's biased or whatever, you know. So you have to be open to that. Like, it's a very subjective thing. And people are very opinionated about cinema. Like, everybody has an opinion about cinema. You know, it's a kind of field that, you know, can draw a lot of attention from everyone, from moviegoers. And India is a movie-watching nation, like, you know, cricket and I think entertainment. So I think, yeah, I mean, I totally love the job. There's nothing that I don't like about it.
Agreed to this point. And, you know, recently, even I was in conversation with Komal Natha, which is a great film critic, I would say. He's one amongst the greatest film critic, I would say. And even he said that, like, you know, being in this job, you really have to be honest to yourself. Like, whatever you feel, you have to write it. Because you just said about, like, you know, sometimes people do call you, like, hey, she's biased about certain directors or certain actors. But being in this industry, you can't really have a fragile ego because people will say good things about you, people will say bad things about you. I think agar aap kisi ke film ke baare mein agar bura kehte ho, obviously at the end of the day they will say bad things about you. So how do you deal with the whole pressure, I would say, like, you know, the real pressure that goes around with this whole job?
Yeah, of course there's pressure in the sense that, you know, because you know, you people are going to read what you write, and you have to be extremely responsible, you have to be unbiased, you have to understand what you're watching and then, you know, analyze and write about it. And you can't be, I mean, you could like any particular actor or a director, but that doesn't mean cinema is not a medium where, you know, a good actor can make good films. No, like, you know, it's a teamwork. So it's a package. Everything has to be good about a film to, you know, for it to appeal to an audience. So I think pressure you deal with, you just be yourself. You know, you don't go with what anybody else has to say. Like, you know, just go with what you think about a film and write about it. You know, I mean, because that's the only way you can do it. Otherwise, you know, you'll always get influenced by, say, other people's opinions or fans or actors or directors or, you know, so you should never look into that. Just go with what you feel about a film and go ahead.
All right. So it's like Varunka is being totally honest to herself and whatever she feels about a film, she's just writing it down. So it's like, you know, a bit of a mirror that has been written down into the articles that you write, basically.
Absolutely. And that goes for anybody, like not just me, I'm sure for any film critic. It's about what, you know, I think film is an interpretation. You know, when you write something, it's an interpretation of how you see a character or how you see a film. So what I see in a film is not what you might see. You might see something else. Another person could see something else. So, you know, no two people or no people can think alike when it comes to cinema. We all have different backstories. We all have different experiences in life. And that define what you see in cinema.
Lovely.
I mean, it's what director makes and how you see it are two different things. And everybody's interpretation is extremely different. It's subjective. So, you know, always, I think that's the whole point of it. That makes cinema beautiful because we all have a perspective. You know, we all have a
exactly,
way of
exactly.
looking at it. And
definitely.
That makes it, you know, that makes the whole journey so beautiful.
Lovely. Because, you know, even I have been through this journey, like, you know, what the director thinks. Basically, what a script is written about and what the director sees it, how he perceives, and then the actor's interpretation towards it, and then the whole screening that takes place, and then the people's interpretation towards it. I think it's completely different than what a script is actually written about at times.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. See, everybody has a vision. Like, a director has a vision of how he is making it. An actor has his way of interpreting what the director thinks he should be doing. A writer has his own vision, you know. So I think a good cinema happens when all of these elements kind of come together, you know, and that's when you get a good product.
Definitely.
You know, so it's never about a good performance. It's never about a good dance number. It's never about it doesn't have one dimension to it. You have to look at it as a comprehensive package, you know. And that's, and I think at the end of it, if it works for you, whether can you relate to a character? I think that for me is the ultimate, you know, yardstick. Like, whether a film works or not, can you relate to it? Do you feel for the characters? If the answer is yes, the film has worked for you.
All right. So ever since you started working into this industry, do you think that the film industry has evolved a bit or it has been moving towards in a certain direction? So please elaborate about it.
Yeah, I've been like reviewing films for over 10 years now. And I think it has evolved, obviously. Like, you know, like I think things are more professional now. There's a lot of PR machinery that is there, you know, like publicists and managers.
Yes, yes,
and
absolutely.
I think things are much more professional in the sense. You get to see a film, say, the screening is very organized. You know, you have press screenings, you know, before the film's release.
Right.
Or studios are involved. So I think things are professional where I don't think people, like, you know, are going to call and tell you, so, you know, so whatever. I think nobody kind of pressurizes you anymore. Like, you know, it's your thing. You can do what you want to do. And I think it's a very healthy work atmosphere, what we have today.
All right. And in terms of cinema, like, you know, especially talking about Bollywood, like, you know, Bollywood back 10 years and today, is there a certain change? Is there a something evolving factor into it? Or is it just the same as it was before?
Yeah, I think as I just said, I think the whole the coterie of actors, like, you have managers and the PRs and the makeup and the hair and the spot boys and the, you know, man fight. I think that an actor walks with a team. And I think it makes his life easy because you have people around, you know, who can take care of a lot of things. So it's more professional, yes. It's helping. I think a lot of actors are, like, of course, there are people who still don't come on time, but actors normally come on time now. So, you know, there's a mutual respect between journalists and actors.
Right.
So I think those things have definitely improved. And you can have a good conversation with actors now. Like, you know, I'm sure, like, as a critic, even though you write something about them or something, I've had known people who won't take it personally. They know that it's the job you're doing, you know, so they will never interfere in that.
All
which
right.
I think is very healthy. Like, you know, no actor will call and tell you that, why did you write these things about me?
Exactly.
I'm sure they're mature enough to understand that it's not personal. It's about a film.
Right,
So I think
right.
those things have, I think things have, and I don't belong to the former generation of journalists who've been here for, say, over 20 years or 30 years. So maybe I'm not a veteran in that field, but yeah, I've had my good share of 10 years experience. And I think that actors, whoever I've met, have always been professional. So I've never had a bad experience with anybody per se.
Lovely. Renkwa, like here, I also wanted one more insight from you. That is, as you told about the 10 years journey that you had perceived actually over here, is basically you spoke about the technical things, like the PR has become more more organized, the screenings have become better, the actors have become more mature. But in terms of stories, basically the storyline, or in terms of directors, the way they have been shooting the film, or basically the stories have been evolved. Like, we had the stories like we have this Badrinath Ki Dulhania, then we had a lot of beautiful stories coming up, then we had historical films by Ranveer Singh and all that. So in terms of stories and in terms of storyline and cinemas, has the cinema industry evolved over the past 10 years?
Absolutely, I think absolutely. So many new directors are making films now, and everybody is trying to, initially there was a phase where we would see Hollywood films and try to make something like them.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy we are over that phase. Now you know that you are individualistic. India has its own set of values. India has its own set of things that, are very individualistic to you, that are unique to you. And I think filmmakers are now looking inwards, so films are set in smaller towns.
Right.
And you can relate to those characters because you have grown up like that. So I think India has totally, as filmmakers, as a filmmaking country, we have come a long way. And I think it's a fabulous time for young filmmakers to showcase work because there's a room for everything. And
Yeah.
also women directors and women characters, like the way Deepika Padukone played Piku, in Sujit Sarkar's film.
Right.
I think Alia Bhatt in Razi. I think these are wonderful examples. Women characters are now getting wonderful roles, and they're out there. And I think it's a wonderful phase for Indian cinema where there's a lot of inclusion, like you have women actors, male actors, and it's about just making substantial films. I think we have come to that. It's no longer about the star power. It's no longer about only big budget films or only big directors work, only big studios work. No, it's all about content now. So if you make a
Definitely.
film which is substantial, it will work no matter what budget, no matter who's working in it. But I think good content is what is striking and it's working for the audience. So I think it's a fantastic time.
All right. Definitely. Have you told one more point over here that right now even the females are getting a lead role? Has a Pico of has Pico was for Deepika Padukone and Alia Bhatt had been screened in Razi. So I think even the sense or the insights of that director, like the female can play a lead role and the movie can be really based on a female character. I think that is a new thing that is coming up into the Hindi cinema, we can say.
Absolutely. I think it's not really new. I mean, women have always played integral parts in Indian cinema, right from Shabana Azmi to, and you had filmmakers like Aparna Sen. So it's not that women have been lagging behind, but the fact that there's no longer women-centric cinema. A commercial film can be women-centric.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be a woman-centric cinema with only women audience will go and watch. It's not like that.
Right.
We don't say male-centric, right? I mean, every film is about characters. I don't think it's about gender. Like a
Right.
character is a character. It could be a cop, could be a woman. A nurse could be a man. So I
Right.
don't see, like, Kian Ka, I think, did a fantastic job at that. Showing the gender, the whole difference in it. Or how we have evolved. So I think that women were always there, but I think now, I think filmmakers are becoming more courageous with giving these women commercial roles. And I think it's really working for me. I think Nirja was another example which I liked.
Yeah.
Sonam and Shabana Azmi.
Right.
So I don't think that only women go and watch women films. Like, I think men would go. I mean, as long as you make good cinema, I think it's
At
an
the end of
audience
the
for
day, have you
everything.
said content that really matters?
It's really like, yeah, it could be any gender. Like, I don't
Right.
think it's
Agree to
like
that. And
it could be
also,
anything. Yeah.
yeah, and also, Renuka, the point that you mentioned, like, right now the directors are looking really inwards towards the smaller cities and the towns, like Badrinath Ki Dulhania had been shot in Kota as well as in Bareilly Ki Barfi. So basically, the phase that you are really looking up to Hollywood, and then we really understand that Indian culture is something different. It has its own beauty because we are not into the
Exactly.
technical side. We are then into the romance, the mirchi, the masala, and that's what really works for the Indian audience.
I think that is one aspect. Like, you have one commercial, like Badrinath is one way of filmmaking where you have the singing, dancing, and the masala, all of that is there. And on the other, you have filmmakers who are doing something different also. Like, you don't need to have a song dance in everything. It could be a crisp 1 hour, 30 minute film. So
Right.
I think both kind of films are working, like, you know, be it a commercial cinema or be it independent cinema. I think everything is working and there's an audience for everything. You should never look the bound. I've noticed this a lot of late, that if somebody likes commercial cinema, a lot of this, you know, there's a lot of, what do you call it? Like, you know, there's a reservation against that. But, you know, oh, you like commercial cinema, maybe you don't like cinema then, you know. I don't think you should have that kind of attitude. Everybody has their own set of likes and dislikes. You know,
Different.
So somebody who likes a commercial cinema, you should never look down upon that person. That's, I mean, that's their choice. So I think, and I likewise, somebody who likes independent cinema, you know, there are people who say, oh, she only likes boring films. It's not like that. I mean, everybody has a way of looking at films and it's their own choice.
Definitely.
So I think they coexist. Like, you know, Badrinath can coexist with, say, another film which may not have those commercial tropes. Like,
right.
But they can coexist. I mean, I don't see a reason why they can't coexist.
Definitely. I agree to this point. Also, Renuka, coming back to the profession, of your profession, like, what do you see the most challenging aspect of your job?
Challenging, I think, would be, you know, like, you can't get carried away with the whole glamour that comes. I think a lot of people get attracted to film journalism because they feel that you get to hang out with actors and, you know, that's the only motivation. But that, I don't think that's the thing. I mean, yes, of course you like actors. Of course you like the beat. You like entertainment, which is why you're an entertainment journalist. But that should not be the only motivation. I feel deep down you should really like films. When you meet an actor, you have to do a certain research before you meet them. You know, otherwise you'll end up asking questions like, you know, like, is picture mein aap kya kirdar nibha rahe? I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah.
I mean, of course you should ask those questions, but you have to do a proper research as to the person's body of work. You know, what have they done before? So I think if entertainment journalism needs to really grow stronger in India, you have to have journalists who know what they're doing or who know what they're talking. You know,
right.
Instead of just being there for the glamour value, I think the challenge is to get to know an actor beyond the image.
Exactly. That's a very
yeah,
important
you know,
point. I think you really
touched
that
yeah.
inner center, right?
Yeah, don't get blown away. Like, don't get completely besotted. I mean, of course, they're actors. They have that glamour. They have the image. But you as a journalist is to kind of, you know, get to know a person beyond that. What is a person like when he's not acting, you know? And the
yeah.
challenge is to get to know actors beyond their image. I think that is what we should be looking at.
Definitely. Also, agree to this point. Also, Renuka, I would like to say that, like, you know, 5 years back, the social media wasn't that much trending, or I would say it was on the, like, you know, growing up part. But today, if you see social media, let it be like YouTube or the Amazon, Netflix, this is a kind of a platform wherein people are getting an opportunity to see so much of stories. There are so much of stories which are upcoming. So what do you think is the direction of the film going to be like 10 years down the street?
I think it's a great time for people who may not have the financial support, like, you know, with Netflix coming in or with social media being so strong. You can make something, put it up on the internet and, you know, promote it because of social media. So I think it's a good time for people who you don't have to no longer, like, you know, need someone to put your work out there. You can do it. So I think social media is a brilliant platform and it has given the voice for so many people. You know, of course, I feel there's a difference in the sense that, you know, a few years back when I meet journalists who are senior to me, and they had a very different rapport with actors back then because there was no social media at all.
Right.
So actors had no way but to talk to journalists about their work. You know, now they have their own social media as well. You know, the social media team who handles their platforms.
Right.
So now it's a different ball game completely because now, you know, a media is not the only way they reach out to people. They have their own social media platforms as well. So now it's become a slightly more commercial, you know, atmosphere. Initially, it was more personal. Say,
right.
Like you said, 10 years ago, it was more personal. Like, you know, actors can, journalists can go and chat up with actors in their houses. You know, even now we do that. But it is much lesser now because things are more commercial because of social media.
Exactly. Because now the branding comes into the picture. There is the PR.
Yeah, everything is about branding. Everything is about, you know, we'll release this first here. We'll release that first there. You know, so everything is commercial because the money has come in. So, yeah, it has changed the whole, as you said, the whole paparazzi culture has come in, you know.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
see Instagram and there's paparazzi culture on Instagram. So everybody wants to look good even while going to the airport or the gym. So all those things were not there. So I think all these elements have come in, and I think it has rubbed on to the normal audience as well, to the ordinary people, you know, like, because when I go to the mall, every teenage girl is dressed up, like, you know, she's going to be clicked. So I think all of these things have rubbed on to,
yeah.
You know, to ordinary citizens as well.
Exactly. I think really people, the social people out over here and like, you know, let's say in the cities or in the villages, they even have got this thing, oh, I'm going to get clicked over here or what. And that paparazzi culture has been like, you know, seen more often. Like people tend to get attracted towards the whole thing that's coming on the Instagram or the social media, we would say.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. And I think there's a flip side also. I mean, we are getting addicted to this whole Instagram thing. Like, I'm honestly quite addicted to Instagram. And I don't know whether it's a good thing or bad, because I think somewhere you feel that you get very, the validation becomes very important. That how many likes have I got? Who has watched my story? So all these things, I don't think they're really important things, but you start paying attention to those things.
Right.
So that is where I think you draw a line. Like, you know, you be on social media, but you have to focus on your work at the end of the day. So it's, you know, so just like I have this thing policy now that I won't access Instagram, you know, beyond an hour in a day.
Right.
You know, so just keep your, just draw a line somewhere. Focus on your work, which is more important. You know, because I think don't get carried away by, I remember Imtiaz Ali telling me this once, you know, that, you know, that like people have this fake sense of importance because of social media today.
Right.
Everybody thinks that, you know, okay, so-and-so people have liked something. So, you know, oh, that makes me feel good. It's an instant validation, but it's honestly nothing, like, you know, because it's still a virtual world.
Exactly.
You know, I think you should go and meet people face to face. You know, you make that calls instead of sending one WhatsApp or DM. So I think that communication between people needs to be healthy, and don't get carried away by social media.
Right, exactly. Agreed to this point also. Like yesterday, even I was in conversation with Arjun Mathur, and even he said that, like, you know, there was a story that he told me that there's a girl in the London who was, like, you know, having millions of followers on Instagram, and something happened and her account was hacked. You remember the story?
No, I don't know.
And actually, like, you know, she's really helpless, like, you know, because Instagram was the only source of earning. She doesn't have any education or nothing.
Okay, like an influencer, you mean? Like an influencer.
Yeah, as an influencer. And all of a sudden, her Instagram followers are zero. And then she's really putting out the videos on the social media, like, now what should I do? I don't have any education. How should I earn? And she's literally in a depressed state. So I think social media is, like, you know, that should not be the main aim of your life, or that should not be the main...
Yeah, it should not be the only thing you're doing.
Right,
like, you know,
exactly.
Because you have it, like, you know, you work, you study, you try to get, you know, try to achieve an expertise in some field, you know, achieve that skill set, or do your job. And of course, you can be on social media, but that should not be only thing.
Right.
You know, you try to, and even if you're very strong with social media, which is a good thing, it's a very strong medium, but try to learn every day. I feel that is more important. Read a lot.
Right.
If you're into movies, watch good movies. And good content is available everywhere now, be it Amazon, be it Netflix, be it Hotstar. It's everywhere available. You don't have to go to theaters anymore.
Right.
You know, so just watch. If you're a writer, try to learn. The only way to write better is by reading more.
Exactly.
You know, read more stuff. You know, read international critics. Read people who you really relate to as a writer. So I think that all those things are important, other than just thinking, okay, I'm on social media, I have so many followers and I'm important. I think don't get carried away by that. If you have followers, well and good for you, but that doesn't say anything about you, you know. So don't get carried away by that image.
Lovely, exactly. I think this is really a noteworthy point that you have made, and I think the listeners should really, like, you know, take a note of it, because that is not the only thing that can validate you as a person.
Absolutely, not at all.
Lovely.
Not at all.
Renuka, now we had really like serious talks and everything, like noteworthy points were made by you. Now is the time to really take up this conversation to another level by introducing the Josh bio. So are you excited about it?
Totally.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
So the first question to you, are you a tea or a coffee person?
Tea. I'm a total chai person. I mean, I don't hate coffee. I can have coffee, but if given a choice, then always chai.
Mountain or beaches?
Mountains or beaches? Okay, I like both. I think I would choose both, but I think they have a very different effect on me, so I can't choose one. But both are very liberating, I think. But I would go with first mountains and then the beaches.
Lovely. Name three weird things about your lifestyle.
Three weird things about my lifestyle. I don't know. I think I enjoy doing nothing. I don't know if it's weird. Like, people really enjoy doing something in life, like going for a walk, going for a run. I just enjoy doing nothing. So that is, I think, is weird. Second thing, I think weird would be that I really enjoy those cringe videos. You know, like where those bad TikTok videos on Instagram and Facebook. I really share it with my best friends. Where some very badly acted TikTok videos, you know. So that's another weird aspect. I'm a total fan of those kind of videos. Then the third, I think, weird thing would be, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm weird overall as a person, so I can't choose anything in particular.
Lovely. Let's just move on. Because, you know, that day I happened to check out your Instagram and, you know, you just posted a selfie with the rains and everything. I think you really enjoy the small little things. I think that is really a great as a person. I think that is a really a appreciable quality about you. I think enjoying the rains, enjoying the weather.
Oh, absolutely. You should. I think what has happened is that, you know, because of social media, because of Netflix, we just tend to, you know, not step out anymore. Like, you either go to work and then you come home, you go to sleep, go to work, come home, sleep. You know, it's a pattern, and you need to get out of the routine, you know, and enjoy the little things in life.
Right.
You know, be it a small baby who's smiling somewhere, you know, or be it the trees, be it the rains. Step out of your house, you know, like, get drenched in the rains. You know, have chai. So all these things, I think, these small little things, it's not about being fancy, like, you know, I want to go to the mall or go to the 5-star. I mean, those are things are there, but just go to the Marine Drive, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I was supposed to say that. Like, you know, having cutting chai in Marine Drive is like absolute pleasure.
Yeah, like, do these little things in life. I think they give you the most, you know, amount of joy.
Right.
I mean, buying a precious thing, spending a lot of money and buying. Of course, all those things, shopping therapy also works, like, you know. But my point is that, you know, just enjoy little things in life and just do and be spontaneous, you know. Don't plan too much because I think plans never work.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Just be spontaneous. If you want to go somewhere and nobody's giving you company, just go alone and do it. You don't want to watch a movie, then you're going to make a plan and then people are going to back out and somebody's going to say, I will not come, I will come. Let's go for this show, not that show. Just go for a movie by yourself. So don't wait for things to happen, you know. Like,
so, like, you enjoy your own company.
Enjoy your own company. Of course, friends are there and friends will always be there for you. And, you know, that joy is something else. To share your life with someone is also important.
Lovely.
But don't wait. Okay, I have no one. How do I go out and, you know, kind of get drenched? Just go out and do it.
Lovely. I think really this is amazing thing that you have really shared us with us. Lovely. Also, moving on, who do you think to be your competition in the industry?
My competition, I think I never look at it that way. I feel everyone is doing good. And I don't think there's competition as such. In fact, so many of my friends call and tell me that they love my interviews and reviews. So I don't look at it as a competition, you know. Like, we all are, like, in this healthy relationship. I read a lot of reviews from my friends and I tell them I really loved it. So they only make you feel better and encourage you to do better. So I don't think there's any kind of form of competition as such.
So, like, everyone is moving and everyone is doing their best and you
In fact, I like healthy criticism also. If somebody calls and tells me that, you know, I found that interview was better than this interview, or you could have done this better or written that review better. Feedback is always welcome and I really appreciate that. So, but nobody has been negative or been competitive in the sense, there's always healthy competition that let me get this exclusive before someone else. That competition is there, but it's never to the extent that let me ensure that one doesn't get it, you know. So that competition is not.
So there's something healthiness into it. There's nothing negative aspect of it.
There's nothing negative, nothing. And I think media as a field is that way quite encouraging. People, like, even I meet journalists from other brands or other places, they've always been nice to me. You know, so, and they've always reached out to you and say that you did a job, you know, did a particular write-up better or whatever. So I think it's a fun place to be in.
Lovely. Moving on, one thing of yours you would love to be insured about.
Insured about? Okay, I think my teeth. I think my teeth.
Teeth?
Yeah, my teeth, yeah. I think I have... I think that's the only thing I think I really, you know, it's when I smile, I think I'm very concerned with obviously, oh, you have nice, you know, the teeth are not, you know, bahut hansi achhi hai, daant achhe hai. So, you know, my thing is that my only concern is I don't lose them. So I think, yeah, my teeth.
Yeah, you won't lose it at all. Don't worry. It is really good. Also, moving on. How do you face the rejection if it comes to your life?
How do you deal with rejection?
Yeah.
I think you have to accept it. I think the biggest... I think the only way rejection can put you down is when you don't accept it.
Because accepting it has the power, has the gut.
It doesn't, yeah, and you shouldn't take it personally. I think rejection is something which happens to everyone. I mean, you're not the only one. Yeah. And it happens personally, it happens professionally. And it's always two-way. Like, somebody's rejecting you, you will reject someone else. So it's not that you're not doing it to someone, right? I mean, I'm sure you're also doing it to someone.
Yeah.
So I feel that you just take it on your chin and you move on. And I think don't take it personally. Don't base your self-worth on that. That, you know, if somebody is not talking to me, maybe I'm not good enough for them. Maybe you're not good enough for somebody, but you're good enough, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just think about that. Yeah, I mean, I think it's rejection should not be, it's a very hard emotion, I think, especially for men than women. I think women still deal with it a little better because I think the male ego, I think, is somewhere strong.
Yeah, it is somewhere the toxic masculinity pops up.
Men kind of, I don't know the male perspective, I feel, or what I have had experience is the men don't take rejection very well. But I feel the only thing to do is, like, you know, not take it personally and don't base your self-worth on that.
Right.
If you're not good enough for someone, you'll be good enough for someone else. So it's okay.
Lovely. Moving on. Pick anyone to team up with to be your dance partner.
Okay.
So you're going to be picking up anyone from the Bollywood to team up with to be your dance partner.
So any one person you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to dance with Hrithik Roshan. It's an ultimate dream.
Lovely. That's really a great one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's the best. I think he's fabulous.
Amazing. Moving on, pick anyone to be a co-star in a movie and also name the movie.
Co-star in a movie has to be Shah Rukh Khan.
And the movie's name?
And the movie's name as in some fictional movie, or you want me to name his movie?
His movie. Like, no, not any movie. Not his movie, actually. The movie that has already taken place. Any movie.
Any movie. Okay. I think... maybe Shah Rukh Khan, and I would love to do something like a Tamasha. Like, you know, I mean, I would love to even Ranbir, I think one of them for Tamasha. I think I would love to be in that film.
Let's put both of them together. I think that will be a greater one.
And we'll twist India's early screenplay a bit and we'll make it like a three people story.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, India's is my favorite filmmaker, so yeah.
Like, you love India's early.
I absolutely, he's my favorite filmmaker.
Lovely. Moving on. Pick anyone to team up to be your gym partner.
Gym partner? I think Katrina Kaif. I think she's so fit.
Yeah, I think many people really choose her. And I think she is really that fit in that sense. And I think Kamli ka dance, so I think she's really going to teach you for that, for sure.
Yeah, I think she looks like a taskmaster. And plus, she, I think, is so fit herself. So obviously, I think she'll inspire me. So Katrina Kaif.
Lovely. What the following people have, you wish you had? Shah Rukh Khan.
Oh, I think his mind, I think he's extremely intelligent. And it's not that I'm not intelligent, but yeah, I would love to be intelligent like him. And his sense of humor. So Shah Rukh Khan.
Kareena Kapoor.
I think her beauty, she's so gorgeous. Like, who wouldn't want to be as stunning as her?
Yeah, definitely. Because even her gym looks, I think paparazzis are really, like, you know, taking it in any way. But she's
really stunning. I mean, whether you see her with makeup, without makeup.
She is amazing in that stage. Next, Varun Dhawan.
Varun, I think his friendly attitude towards people. He's extremely friendly. Whenever I have met him or whenever I've seen him meeting people, he's extremely nice to people and genuinely nice to people. He doesn't do it to please anybody. That's how he is. So I think his friendliness or his niceness is what I would like to be like Varun.
Okay. Alia Bhatt.
And my?
Alia Bhatt.
Alia Bhatt. Okay. I think her acting, I think I would say Ranbir Kapoor. That's a better thing.
And lovely. Also, yeah, yeah. I think in the sense,
Ranbir Kapoor followed by talent. So I think she's extremely talented. I think one of my favorite actresses she is. But yeah, I would love to have Ranbir Kapoor and her talent, both.
Really smart, Ranika. Well played.
Thank you, Omkar.
Also, moving on, one thing you do to stay real on social media.
Stay real on social media?
Yeah.
I think put your thoughts out there without thinking how people are going to respond to them. Yeah, log kya kahenge, koi aur kya. I mean, just say what you feel, and I think that's how I am in real life also. Not just on social media. You have to stay real in real life also. Like, just say what you feel. And that doesn't mean you're rude to people. They're two different things. Like, say what you feel doesn't mean be arrogant. Say what you feel means that, you know, be honest about yourself. At the same time, you have to be nice to people. That's very important, and something is missing. People think that it's okay to be rude, it's okay to be arrogant, you know. Social media, you can be, like, you know, anonymous on social media and talk rubbish about people. Don't be that.
Right.
Be honest about who you are. You know, tomorrow think about what if somebody says the same things about you? How would you feel?
Exactly.
You think before you write.
Having that empathy is really important. Like, you know, putting yourself into someone's shoes.
Being kind to people is important. I think we're missing big time on social media.
Lovely.
Like, you know, somebody writes something, you want to troll someone, it's like the biggest thing. And that gives you a kick. Like, you know, let me correct someone, let me put someone down. But what do you achieve? You know, does that make you happy? I don't think that makes me happy.
Right. Also, like, Renuka, you have watched so much of films and everything. So this question, you really have to be honest about it. Rank in terms of excellency of their work, Alia, Deepika, Kareena, Katrina, Priyanka.
Wow, there's so many. Who do you, in terms of their talent, you mean?
In terms of talent and their work and their excellent performance that they have given.
Huh, who did you say, Alia?
Alia, Deepika, Kareena, Katrina, Priyanka.
Well, I think Deepika number one, Alia number two. Then you said Kareena also, right? Sorry, I would say Deepika, Alia, Priyanka. Then I would say Kareena and then Katrina.
All right. Same goes for the males. Varun, Siddharth, Ranveer, Ranbir, Shahid.
Okay, I would say Ranbir Kapoor number one. Then there would be Ranveer Singh, then Shahid Kapoor, then Varun and then Siddharth.
Lovely. Moving on. Name one person to have a coffee with.
One person who you could have coffee with.
Yeah.
I think Tom Hiddleston. He's my favorite British actor. So Tom Hiddleston.
Okay. Moving on. Name one person to hang out on a brunch.
On a brunch? That sounds fun. I think... I mean, from the... You mean actors only?
Yeah, any person. Like, you know, any singer, musician or a well-known person. Like, people can relate to. Something like that.
I would say, I don't know, Varun, maybe he's fun, he seems fun, so Varun.
Okay, that is really a great choice. Moving on, whose career graph you would love to replicate?
Nobody's, I think. I think you should never replicate anybody's career graph, but you should replicate their hard work.
That is a great point, Renuka.
You know, never replicate anybody's work. I mean, they have their own struggles in life. They have the point. You don't know. You never see the struggle when you see success. You just see that they're overnight success, but there's no overnight success. They worked really hard. So replicate what they do to get that success. So replicate that. Replicate the hard work that goes into it.
Lovely, lovely. Really, like, this was a way too inspiring and a motivating kind of a point that you have made. Also, moving on, whose voice you would love to have on your GPRL?
Whose voice would you love to? I think Shah Rukh Khan.
Oh, wow. I think the, like...
Too ambitious, but Shah Rukh Khan,
Yeah, I think the whole... It would be like, you know, he's the king of romance. And I think the Mumbai city, which is like, you know, in summers, it's so hot. And in winters, it's so, like, you know... But I think it would really become very nice when it's Shah Rukh Khan on the GPRS.
Yeah, and you can... Yeah, and he's naturally... He's a great speaker. He's one of the finest speakers.
Yeah, so
he can
is.
Just charm everybody with his talk.
Lovely. Lastly, one food item that you can eat for your breakfast, for your dinner, for your lunch.
I think I love food in general, but I think one, I don't know, I think pancakes, chocolate pancake.
That is an amazing, yummy answer, I would say. All right. So, Renuka, with this, we are done with the Josh Fire. And let me tell you, you were so real and honest and spontaneous about all the answers. You are bravo. You get 10 on 10 for this.
Thank you. Do I get a hamper also?
Yeah, it's coming right away at your house in the doorstep. Also, Renuka, before we end the show, there is one thing that we really would love to ask you. What's the motivation behind your everyday life that, like, you know, you get out of your bed and you start working hard? So what's that motivation? What's that Josh?
I think it's a very good question. It's something which even I ask myself every day when I get up, because there are days when you just don't want to. You just want to lie in your bed and do nothing. But I think what motivates you to do better is just, you know, you have to finish your response. You have to be accountable for something. If you've taken something, you've taken a job, you've taken your certain responsibilities to take care of, look after them. You know, you can't be an irresponsible person. Like, you know, I don't want to do anything, I'm not doing. You know, so you can't be that. You have to be responsible. You have to do things diligently. It's extremely important to be sincere in life. You know, because people trust you. You may be good to someone, but they will trust you because of your work.
Right.
And not because of what you say. So words are meaningless if you don't really follow them up with action. So I think motivation for every day is to just be a better person every single day. You know, just keep going. And I think there are days when you don't get anything in return. You don't feel that you've achieved in life what you want to. But just keep going at it and you will get it one day. The hope of getting something one day will keep you going.
Lovely. I think this is like the whole answer that you've been giving on the show. I think this is, you're the only one person, like, you know, every time I've been saying, like, lovely, because each and every answer you've given so nicely. And I think lovely, like, Renuka, I've never thought of this brilliant conversation with you, but it is really going in a better way.
I'm happy I surprised you pleasantly, and I need to be a motivational speaker soon now.
Definitely. I mean, I'll book a TEDx slot for you one fine day for that Bandra. TEDx Bandra by Renuka Vyavahare.
Yeah, alternate career. But thank you, Omkar, and I wish you all the best for the show.
All right, and there's like the last thing that I really want to ask you is, what's the one thing that you will, like, you know, what's the one advice that you will give to the teenager Renuka who's looking out for some guidance in this world?
Wow, I think one advice is, you know, you will meet with a lot of hindrances in life. You'll meet with people who may not like what you're doing. You may, there's a lot of opposition, there's a lot of ups and downs, but I think never stop believing in yourself, and you can always improve. It's not that you're going to be this most talented person on earth. I'm sure there are better people out there who are doing better, who are better at their job than you are. But never give up. Just keep trying and never lose hope or never stop believing in yourself. Be positive. It's very important because people will question you every single day. So you don't question yourself. Don't question your abilities. Because if that goes, then you can't succeed in life. You have to believe in yourself. That's very important.
Exactly. I think many times it just happens like because of the rejection or because of not succeeding in certain point, we tend to question ourselves and then we go down.
Like, you know, never question yourself. You know, like you did something which didn't work or which failed. It's fine. You move on and try it again. But don't feel that I don't have it in me to do it. You always have it in you to do it and just keep it.
Yeah, the show must go on.
The show must go on, yeah.
Lovely. So on this note, we really end the show. And thank you so much for being on the show, Renuka Vyavahare. Once again, really thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Omkar. And I had fun too.
Lovely.
And I hope India wins today.
Yeah, definitely.
After
definitely.
This conversation, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was it. Yeah, come again.
Yeah. I said, I hope India wins after this.
Yeah, definitely. India is going to win today. Let's see. Fingers crossed.
The Josh is high. Yeah, thank you so much, Omkar, for having me and have fun.
Yeah, definitely. Just stay online, okay? Just wait a minute. Let me end it out. Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.